you're not growing, you're dying. And so as an organization, as a person, you know, you got to stay sharp. You got to keep pushing it. You got to keep hurting to get the things that you really need.
Hey, fighters. Today, I'm excited to share a conversation I had with Chris Shank with you. Chris is the education director at the PDCA. That's the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America. Chris, for several years, has been a champion of what we have going on here at the Contractor Fight. And he's also become a really good friend of mine. So every time I talk to Chris, we have a good time. We laugh it up, joke around a little bit. But all in all, this conversation here today will help you grow your business a little bit stronger and hopefully give you a little bit of insight into what the PDCA is about and why it is relevant for you as a painting contractor. And if you're not a painting contractor, maybe you're a GC, you know, or modeler or whatever, and you're hiring painters, why you might want to check out the PDCA to find an accredited contractor that's in your area. So without further ado, here's my conversation with my buddy, Chris Shank, Shankalicious, Shanksteiser, Shankman, like prison Shank. Anyway, Chris Shank.
Shank Daddy, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. So for those of you that are listening that don't know who Shank Daddy is, this is Chris Shank. I don't even know what the hell you do at the PDCA, but all I know is since you came on, they've gotten better.
That's all that matters, right?
So let's dive right in. Man, we tried to do, you and I tried to do a recording. This was kind of funny. We tried to do a recording a couple of weeks ago. And you're in St. Louis, and you said like the sun and the heat was so bad that like your internet was melting.
Yeah, it was like melting the internet box or whatever is on the roof and or on the side of the building. And yeah, literally, it was just frying our connections. So
yeah, so we had to postpone, man. So here we are. So well, this is good stuff. Well, hey, for people that don't know, What is the PDCA? What is it, and what do you do there, and how long have you been there? Give us some background on that before we dig into what you guys got going on over there.
Sure. PDCA stands for Painting Decorating Contractors of America. And we have been around for a little while. It's a trade association that helps businesses grow and become more profitable, especially in the coatings industry. And we say the Painting Decorating Contractors of America, but our descriptor now is much more simple. It's the Painting Contractors Association. It's just easier to say.
Yeah, it is. It
makes a little bit more sense. Started out as a union in 1884, and to this day, like, we've kind of changed and morphed, and we've become this thing where really there's a basic membership fee that people pay to get in, and you get our logo, and you get all this training, and so we're trying to always increase our content to be, you know, good for our members, and we do accreditation and just help business owners be the best they can be. So what's beyond that really is we're trying to become a voice in the industry, a kind of a clearinghouse for just all the great voices and educators out there. So we have a lot of free stuff we do now, like our podcast Paint Ed, and we try to provide more resources just for people who aren't members. But then it's kind of the draw to, you know, like, we provide more premium content for membership, and we have hundreds of training videos. And we help, you know, the people who are members get connected with each other. Mm-hmm. And that way it's kind of like, it's a brotherhood, a sisterhood. It's like, there's a lot of give and take inside this circle. And so we help people get connected with people who aren't their competitors. People who have, there's just a lot of goodwill inside this, because we're technically a nonprofit. So not charitable, but we have tax exemption to help business owners grow, you know, the whole backbone of the economy kind of thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a new thing for me. My background is not in, I've worked in nonprofits all my life, a lot of church work in the past. I was in social work. My undergrad's in criminal justice. My graduate studies was in theology and education. I got my master's in theology and education. And so, like, I've just kind of been all over the place, but mostly, you know, community agencies, you know, nonprofits, and helping to empower people, membership kind of stuff, and education. So education's been a big driver in my life. For me, education was transformative. I always say education is not about the information, it's about the transformation. If it's real education, it's about mm-hmm. transformation. You change. So the idea of, like, all this whole study of change dynamics just intrigues me because of what it's done in my life, and my journey is just weird, It's just a weird journey, which is fun, which means there's a lot of good stories there. But what brought me here, really, I was working in the church, United Methodist Church, for the last decade, but I was helping people get connected with the community. And so I was kind of channeling resources from suburban communities to, you know, urban communities, and just helping people connect to needs all over the world. And so that's kind of the cool thing about what nonprofits in general and churches do. And it was an easy step over into helping people get connected in this association. I communicate really well. And so while I don't provide education here, I'm not the educator. Like I have fun getting connected with people like you out there who are really strong, powerful voices in the industry. And so it's kind of fun to be the education broker, so to speak, and just say, hey, you know, who's out there with the biggest voice, with the best ideas, let's bring them in. And so I've been trying to do that. We've increased our content we've increased it by at least quadrupled it. I mean, we have now webinars just about every week. We have podcasts every week and sometimes twice a week. We actually have roundtables and Ask a Peer Network, and we're trying to build up our conferences. And the idea is, I always say, give it back to the people. Give it to the people. Give the people what they want, right, Tom?
That's right, man.
And so, you know, crowdsourcing and sharing is just so big right now. You've got to honor the whole knowledge share environment that we find ourselves in. And if you don't, if you try to kind of, I understand specialization. Some people have better information than others, and so that becomes its own, value proposition. But there is a lot of just helping people manage the platforms of connecting the share, you know, the people who have the information, the people who are looking for it, and then helping that go the other way. Like, you shared this, now this other person can share this. And so PDCA becomes kind of a platform for that. And, you know, the whole platform versus pipeline, and that's kind of where we find ourselves. But anyway, that's what I'm trying to bring, is bringing people together, end quote.
Well, there you go. So, you know, it's funny. You're talking about your degree in theology and all this other stuff. My first business partner had a PhD in Bible and, you know, whatever that means. Yeah. And he ended up painting through college, you know, and I think right before he was going to like use his degree, or maybe he never even finished. I think he might've been even one class away from finishing or something. Mm. And his wife got pregnant. And, you know, and now he's a painting contractor. He's successful and he's doing great and he's a good man and he's happy and all that other stuff. But it's just, it's funny, the backgrounds of people that you run into in the painting industry, to me are probably the most unique backgrounds. I mean, we've had some pretty crazy, in a good way, people here. I mean, I knew somebody who was, a former FBI spy or agent. That is like a painter now. And anyway, listen, I've got a special place in my heart for the PDCA for a big reason here. When I got into doing what I'm doing now, you know, the podcast and speaking and teaching and coaching and all that stuff. I was invited by, the PDCA to come speak at one of the events. Cool. And so you guys were like the first, this is pre-Chris Shank. I know you would have invited me, but this was like the first time anyone actually invited me to run my mouth. Mm. And it was at that event.
Hasn't stopped since.
Smart ass. But you're right though, right? Hey, here's the thing, man. When you realize your gift, double down on it, man. So yeah. I'm never shutting up. But I had a stage in front of my peers because we were doing some good things in our company and I got to share it with others. And what that did, it's really funny, is what that did is it lit the pilot light for what I'm doing now. Mm. And so, on behalf of myself, my present self, thank you and to the PDCA for helping in many ways launch me.
Absolutely.
I really, really appreciate that. I also have a special place for the PDCA because some of my best relationships are here. Hmm. You know, literally guys that you know, I might see once a year at the expo event or something. And, you know, but when we pick it back up, we pick it right back up where we left off, you know, and we might reach out to each other a few times through the years and things like that. And I just love the, I mean, anyone that's listened to my show for a while knows that, you know, we're all about, yes, the education. You got to know what to do, but you got to have that support network. Mm-hmm. And, oops, sorry. I just chucked my phone across the room and it made a loud noise because it's like buzzing like crazy here. I suppose I could have just put it on airplane mode. sorry.
That's not as fun though.
Yeah, it's not. I'm destructive today. But you have to have that community. You have to, you know, for me, when I got into the PDCA years ago, my eyes were open to what was possible. Like I was meeting guys that had been in the industry for a long time and I'm like, man, you can have like a $10 million business doing this shit. You know, like, you know, you would see things like that. So I want to encourage everybody who's a painting and coatings contractor to check out what the PDCA has going on. I blew it here, man, because we should have done this episode a month or two ago and promoted the residential forum up in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Cause I know that event is, it's like going on right now or something, isn't it?
It's really close. If it's
really,
not,
okay. Yeah, you should know that being the education for, guy. Here, I'm on your website, so I'll look it up for you. here we are.
I don't plan that event, but there are the residential forum, commercial forums coming up in September. Craftsmanship is coming in October. But yeah, residential is it's a big deal. It's really cool.
I'm
let me look it up real quick. Are we editing
this? Here it is. No, we're leaving this in, man. This is how it goes. Yeah, that's how my show works.
We've done this.
This just, you know, be one of those moments in your life, man, where you just got to look back and shake it off.
Hey, I own it. I own my shit.
Yep, you got to own your shit, man.
I got it right here, by the way. It's July 27th through 28th. So no, we're not. It's not happening right now, Tom.
Okay, so we got a month.
That's right. We still
got a month.
It's good.
Y'all can, or almost a month by the time you guys hear this. So if you're near Minneapolis, you want to go there, go to pdca.org and check out. Here, I'm about to throw you under the bus again. I would say check out events, but I'm on the events page and I don't see it.
Well, I would say, yeah.
All right.
I'll look into that, but I'll tell you to go right to pdcaresidentialforum.org. And
perfect.
Up AST, and you can just search up PDCA residential forum. But yeah, it's for residential contractors, large and small. I know they have a lot of really great speakers coming again this year, and everybody loves it. Every year they love it. Every year.
Yeah, they do a great job. They knock it out of the park. Great relationships are formed, and then like you said, in September you got the commercial forum and craftsmanship forum.
Yeah, that's in September. Commercial in September, craftsmanship in October, and you can look those up too. Again, PDCA craftsmanship forum or commercial forum. And get like dates and locations and all that stuff. Registration.
And then let's talk a little bit about since we're on events here. Mm-hmm. Every year you have what's called the Expo.
Yeah.
And last year, this year, 2018, we did it in Galveston. Mm-hmm. 2017, we were in San Diego. Where were we in 16? Was that Charleston? Or New Orleans, that's right. New Orleans, and then before that was like Charleston or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever, South Carolina. We're going back to Savannah, Georgia. What's the Expo about? Who's a good fit to come to that thing?
Man, I'll tell you, it's for everybody. We try to have residential commercial tracks. We have stage of business emphasis. So if you're stage 1, 2, 3, big business, small business, everybody, we have something for everybody. We try to help, you know, everybody have a special focus. So it's not just, you know, a general attend this class and it's for everybody. I mean, we really do have special tracks. And then we also are trying to provide more for crew leaders as well. So that way you can bring your people and there's just actual training for supervisors and whatnot. We have a lot of brain meld conversations that will be happening every day. So we're kicking off each day with all like a room full of tables with different topics where you can get together and say, hey, I want to talk about that for a little while. And we have kind of speed rounds where you can go and take copious notes on what everybody's saying, share your ideas, move to the next table. That was extremely successful last year. And it's, you know, you're downloading a lot of ideas really fast. So you want to talk about going somewhere and just getting in the white hot center of the sun of, you know, these kinds of conversations and what's the latest things that people are working on. How are they going about solving the problems that you have? Dude, it moves really fast. So you do have to, and we're trying to do better to help people know what to do with the ideas, because you can really have game changers a lot of them all at once. So we're helping people pace that out. Like, how do you remember to do these things? How do you schedule these changes in your life? And that's the hard part, but it's the great thing is you're getting all these ideas. And like you said, people come in. I think of this as the Athens of like what Athens once was, like the kind of the melting pot of all these great ideas now. And then, you know, people go out and then they specialize. And so we have like people like you and the kind of things that the contractor fight offers, like that's going to be more focused and concentrated, but people get to meet you there and meet each other. So that's the cool thing. It's like the meeting grounds for all these types of ideas and stuff. It's so cool. So yeah, it goes really well. We have a trade show that's there as well. We have evening activities and, you know, Savannah's going to be really cool. It's just, it's fun. It's really, really fun. And we try to keep everything new and exciting. A lot of younger people are showing up.
Yeah. That's funny you bring that up, because I was going to bring that up a minute ago. One of the biggest changes I've seen since you've come on board, and you know, all the old guys are going to get mad at me right now, but we were becoming like the old white man's gray hair club. Okay. And you had called me, I don't know if you remember this, you called me years ago.
Uh-oh.
And you're like, hey, what are you seeing? What should we do? And I go, hey, you got your website there? And you're like, yeah. I said, pull up your team picture. There's no young people on it. Right. And I mean this as a compliment. Like, listen, there's a huge amount of wisdom in this group with the guys that are older. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm one of them now. And there's a ton of wisdom, but we were not attracting, you know this, we were not attracting the young blood that was coming into the industry. Talented, young, forward-thinking guys. And what I was most encouraged of this past expo in Galveston was to see how many new young faces were in it at the event.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it was great. And again, please understand, I'm not ripping on the old guard here. You know what I mean? But listen, Chris, here's the thing. This goes for any organization or business. If you're not freaking relevant, you're dead.
Right. Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. And everybody knows it too. No matter what, like nobody likes change. Nobody likes to give away leadership either. Cause you do have to bring new people into leadership, which is a giving away sort of thing. But you know, you can still be involved. You can still be a part of that, but you have to be willing to see things change. And that's hard. Change is really hard, but what's worse is not changing and dying. If you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah.
And so as an organization, as a person, you know, you got to stay sharp. You got to keep pushing it. You got to keep hurting to get the things that you really need. And so, yeah, I totally agree with you. It was a risk. And so we still hear the, you know, there's always a fallout with change. It's always like, hey, let's take it back to the way we used to do it. But I can't think of a stronger death knell to anything you're doing than let's just do it the way we used to do it. I mean, that's death. So, so we keep pushing it forward and trying to make everybody happy, bringing in people who, like you said, man, seasoned veteran, you know, business owners who just have achieved their success. Now help other people do that, you know, and we're seeing a lot of people step up to the plate to do that.
Hey, if you're like most home improvement contractors, you're having a hard time finding and keeping the right people to help you grow your business. That's why this month, July 2018, July 19th at 8:30 Eastern Time, the next Contractor Fight Night is going to dig into the topic of how to build a kick-ass team that you don't have to babysit, that's going to make you money, help you be more profitable. We're going to get into how to recruit people, where to find them, how to lead them and train them, how to really connect and build a team that is going to help you grow your brand and ultimately help you take your business to where you want it to get to. So I invite you to head to thecontractorfight.com/fightnight and sign up for the July 19th Fight Night, all about building a kick-ass team. I hope to see you there. In June, we had almost 100 contractors from multiple industries from around the country, actually from around the world. We had Sydney, Australia, we had the UK, and all over North America join us on our last Fight Night, and the feedback has been amazing of how people are already implementing some of the things that we talked about there, and they're getting better in their businesses. So join me Thursday, July 19th, for Contractor Fight Night as we talk about building a great team.
So do you want me to go to my natural tendency to go coach mode on something you said right now, or do you want me to just let it go? Should I just let it go? Do I have permission?
Attack.
Okay. A minute ago, you said, I'm just trying to make everyone happy.
Oh, shit.
Come on, man. Come on. Oh. You can't make everyone happy. It ain't your job to make everyone happy. It's your job to do what's right. Okay. So there you go. And that's not just for you. That's for all of us. We all have this tendency. I want to make everyone on my crew happy or whatever. You know, I just want my guys to be happy. I just want, you know, my customers to be happy. And no, you do what's right. You do what you believe in your heart. And those that are a fit, they stay. And those that aren't, they bail. So
I like it, man.
All right, I'm done. I won't coach you anymore.
No, I want it because that's the brother, man. Brother to brother. That's what we need. As iron sharpens iron, right?
There you go.
I want it. Dude,
look at you pulling out this theology stuff on me, man. Using the Bible.
That's just good shit is what that is. I want, and we need that as business owners. Like, that's what we do. And that's what you do better than anybody. I mean, I like that you talk about own your shit, calling people on your shit. That's your whole business model. Is stop turning your eyes away. Don't avert your eyes from the things that scare you. And you know, it is. It's like, we don't want to get our feelings hurt. And some people will drive their business into the ground and go into an easy grave and have somebody shut the soft coffin lid and just let me sleep. And you're like, no, wake the fuck up. You want to do something great? You want to do something great? Then you got to give something great. You got to sacrifice something great. So I like it. Dude, you do that. I love it. I need people in my life like that.
Well, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Listen, the other couple weeks ago, I met with two of my business partners in the Contractor Sales Academy, Steve and Derek. We met in Asheville, North Carolina, just for a little leader retreat. And while Derek and I were, I flew to Nashville and drove to Asheville with Derek. We just got some road trip time. It was like a 4-hour drive. And on the trip, Derek, my business partner, called me a pussy. And
you deserve it, man.
So, here's two things. So we were talking about me growing the fight and growing the Contractor Sales Academy and doing all the things we're trying to do. And he goes, dude, you're just being a pussy.
Damn.
And I go, I look at him, I go, what? And he goes, you're playing half-assed right now. And I'm sitting here going, man, I feel like I produce more content than any dude in my space. You know, I feel like I opened my mouth more than any dude in my space, but Derek, what I appreciate, this is why, what about having the right people in your life. You know, he's like, okay, yeah, those things might be true. You might be producing more, but is it your best? Or are you just being mediocre? Your level of mediocrity, right? Cause we all have a different level of our best. Right. And so, man, I'm glad that you brought that up, because it's, if you don't have somebody that's going to not just tell you the truth, but then follow up with you later,
right?
You know, cause like, you know, there's, then we do our retreat and we all go our separate ways and we get back home, you know, and I got a text from him and was like, hey, you going to be a P today? You know, and I'm like, you jerk. Now I got to do something, you know? So you got to have people that are going to push you, you know, show me your friends. I'll show you your future.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So, true. All right. So speaking of future, pretty good segue here. Wasn't that good? Yeah, that was pretty good.
Good build up.
All right. Where are you taking the PDCA, man? You're the education dude, man. You're Yoda over there.
Well, you know, yeah. No, I'm more like Obi-Wan, and Yoda is, you know, he's out there. He's Steve. He's the education committee. He's like,
all right.
Gina Court and Nigel and all of them. So there it is. You know, honor to whom honor is due. But no, we are working with a great education committee. So they are thinking through great, great new. So the innovations, sometimes you have to take the lead in it. And I've seen this chart. Art Snarzik was on for a podcast recently. He talked about the types of leadership you have to take at different stages in growth. And sometimes you just got to take it, the bull by the horns. You got to run with it yourself. You got to have to do it all yourself and say, hey, this is the change that will happen. And I'm just going to have to believe in myself and what I'm doing or whatever. So sometimes you're the Lone Ranger or whatever. But now it's a little bit different. So we do have a good team and we have people working together and believing in where we're going. And so I do know that there's a lot more of an emphasis on being a voice in the industry. It's not just members. The membership model is kind of dying off just a little bit. In other words, people don't care about just being a member. That word doesn't sound as secure or people don't care about being as secure anymore. It's not about the safety. It's about risking and doing great things. And so I think people want to know that they're getting the value out of what they're, you know, being in the association. And so we're just trying to make sure that our, you know, we're giving what people are asking for. We're listening. So I don't know, right? There's, you have to provide that platform. We're trying to provide more of that platform for people to talk together and share. There needs to be structure because people don't have the time to think through all their questions and create an outline of what they want to talk about. We have to help do some of that. So we have to listen very carefully and prepare that conversation space for people. So we want more of that happening. I know there's going to be some kind of a, like a, you know, the crowdsourcing movement is so big, you know, we want to be more involved in documents and projects and things that contractors are all contributing to and, you know, proofing and editing each other and creating some kind of almost like a center for the collection of our knowledge and best of painting information and business development information and things like that. So we're working on some neat things that will help accommodate that. I know we're trying to make our training resources more readily available and accessible. So we're going to better learning management systems. And we're trying to be more mobile, of course, always becoming more mobile. And we have to, you know, there's a great book that came out recently, actually Nigel on our board was talking about it. And it basically says all the things that your resources have to do to stay relevant now, because things are changing so fast. I mean, they always have to be becoming, there's this whole idea of cognifying. You have to make sure everything stays as smart as it possibly can be, because now there's no reason not to keep your tools smart and interactive and real time. And there's got to be a sharing involved. So we're trying to make sure we're looking at each of our resources saying, is it that thing? So, you know, as far as like very, it's hard to say about specifics. I know we're working on a certificate program that companies can use to help onboard new employees. I mean, everybody wants to have some version of that. And a lot of people do. But we're trying to do our version of it and, you know, say, hey, how do we not just help an employee come into a company and start learning the trade as far as trade skills and how to paint, things like that, but how do we help them stick with the company to be proud to be a part of this industry, to say, like, I have marketable skills now and I can go anywhere and I have this certificate now. And so as a company gets all their employees, you know, not just certified, but this certificate in their hands, you know, it kind of says something about their preparedness and they could kind of communicate that to their customers. So we're working on that right now. That's a big push. And we're also finally involved in, you know, just trying to connect with more agencies in the community to provide workforce development stuff. And so that's kind of just getting off the ground with our education foundation. And so more of the giveaway, more of the be a resource for people instead of withholding, constantly withholding. You better than anybody, Tom. I always say about you and what you do. You talk about creating all the content and increasing content all the time. You do. It's crazy the output. Matter of fact, I could ask you like, hey, can you come over and provide this education? And you do. You just give it away because you know it's going to be beneficial for you. People love what you have. So they're going to be coming back around and asking you questions. But it's also like you operate from abundance. You don't have to, you're not operating from scarcity and like a fear of like, if I don't get your business, then I'm sunk. No, you're like, no, I'm doing great. Everybody around me is doing great. Let's just give to the world. And somehow it's just works amazing. So,
yeah. You know, it's funny you bring that up and I appreciate that. You know, where my mind went was one of my business partners, Steve. He's in the water feature industry and in our contractor sales academy, he's one of my partners. And, you know, we have, I think, four of his direct competitors in our sales academy. And I've been a part of groups before, and I know there's a lot of, you know, coaching organizations and stuff, and they make their, you know, that are, whether they're inside or outside or whatever the painting industry, doesn't matter. I'm aware of a lot of groups that are like, one of the cards they play as a benefit is exclusivity in your area. We won't coach anyone in your area. And I think that's bullshit. Because what I've seen is, you know, what is it? A rising tide lifts all boats, right? Or whatever that saying is. And what I've seen with Steve and his direct competitors, and we have other people, like we have people all over the country that compete with one another. And both of their businesses are doing, or all of their businesses are doing better. It's not hurting them because they're learning the same things and being coached on the same things and stuff like that. So I think through the years, I'm still incredibly competitive, but I used to be like, hey, if you're not with me, you're against me, and you're dead to me type thing, you know? And I have a tendency to go that way. Right. And you know, oh, you're a competitor of mine. Good. Let's step on your throat. Do you stop breathing and then move on? You know,
Marines.
But I'll tell you what, man, I had written an article years ago, about what I learned about getting away from the painting industry for a few years. And I wrote it on the Blogging Painters website years ago. And it's funny, I learned this from the water feature pond guy, koi pond industry. These guys will drive 4, 6, 8, 10 hours to go help another contractor build a waterfall and turn around and come home. And I've never seen an industry. I know we do it at like our charity events, right? And we help one another out. And I know there's pockets of this, but across an industry, I've never seen it like I do in the water feature industry. This desire to just, you know, remove the borders per se and just say, what do you need? I'm there. And I think just spending a lot of years through that has made me appreciate that more. And I also think it's who you hang out with. Like I said earlier, I'm hanging around guys that don't operate from an abundance mindset. Mm-hmm. And you know, where they're very open with things. And honestly, I think the other big benefit is life's just more fun. I don't feel like I have to be in competition with everybody, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, when you're having fun, when you're not having fun, there is a downshifting, they say, in the brain that kind of goes into protective mode, survival. It actually relies on what they call the lizard brain, the R complex. It's like one of the more primitive parts of the brain that was the earliest to evolve. And it does not go into the sophisticated, you know, language and abstract reasoning parts of the brain because you're downshifting. But when you're having fun and enjoying what you do, and that involves being more communal and kind of connecting into the collective mindset, what is everybody doing? How do you work together? Dude, you're really using the best part of your brain. So obviously we kind of know when you're having fun, you have better ideas, you take more risks. I mean, some of the more positive risks. I'm all about making your job your sport. I'm all about it.
Yep.
And you do. I can see that you do. It's a big game, man. It's a fun game.
Well, good stuff. What'd you say?
Let's game it up.
Game it up, homie. Look at us talking all hip. Yeah.
we're the cool young people we're talking about. No, I don't know if we're.
Do you know what? I'm going to butcher it now. And all the people that know what I'm about to say, or as soon as I say what I say and butcher it, you're all going to laugh. A dab. Do you know what dabbing is? Dab.
Yes. Are your kids doing that, Tom?
Well, it's funny, like we'll be at the dinner table or we'll be in a restaurant or we'll be picking one of them up from school and I'll do like a move and then I'll dab this little thing. And they just kind of shake their head and they're like, that should never, ever be seen in humanity ever again.
Dad jokes.
So then I'm like, yeah. And so then my son Tiga, for those that don't know, Tiga's from Haiti. So he's black and he's like, you know, he's all that, right? And he's like, oh, that's just embarrassing. And I'm like, well, let's see you do it. So I call him out, you know, and then he has like this like turbocharged dab that he does. I don't know. So anyway, yeah, the point of this whole thing is I'm just not very hip. So,
yeah,
and that's either. Okay. So Chris, if somebody wants to learn more about joining events, webinars, maybe somebody wants to get involved on a sponsorship level with Expo, you know, some things like that. How do they find you?
Well, pdca.org is just, everything's there. And we tried to create a landing page that really does meet the needs of people who are trying to get more information, being more faithful to, you know, when people are just dropping in, giving them clear directions on where to go next. So pdca.org. You can contact me directly, C Shank. That's Shank as in prison Shank. C Shank at pdca.org. You can call us at 1-800-332-7322. But yeah, we're out there. We'll answer calls and all that stuff and help people. And we really do want to help. Like, it's really not about the sale. It truly is like, hey, what do you need help with? And we do. I pass people along all the time to say, hey, we don't do as much of that, but we'll help you find people who do that. So, yeah, like I said, man, it's almost like a clearinghouse, and we bring in good people. So I'm not the educator, but we know good educators, you know, so that's kind of the trust environment that we have here. It's kind of a neat place to start.
Well, that's good stuff, man. And I appreciate you, you taking the time to be here with us today. It was good hanging with you as always. And, y'all painting contractors that are out there, you know, look into membership at the PDCA, getting involved over there. And those of you that are remodeling contractors, general contractors, home builders, and things like that, you know, one of the things you're going to get with the PDCA is you're going to get guys that really know the math of their business, and they're going to do quality work, and they're going to be able to stand behind it. And for you in the long run, you're better off doing business with somebody who's charging what he should be charging, because then you know that he's going to be around. And then it's going to help you build a better system and better team of subcontractors and things like that. When you have the right people on the team, that frees you up. You don't have to put out so many fires. Your phone rings with less problems, and on and on and on and on. So all of you, head over to PDCA.org, connect with my man Chris and his team. And with that, Chris, thanks, buddy. And Travis, bring in the guitars, rock us out. You guys have a great week. And we'll see you next time on The Fight. Bob.